This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line of Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about something called Hesed Love, and Dean, you'll have to correct my pronunciation if it's wrong. I did a little research, and I learned that Hesed in Hebrew means steadfast, enduring love. It's often used to describe God's love for us. It's always patient, always kind. Why did you want to talk about this today in the context of community?
Well, it's we see it's the missing link, it would appear, in America today. We have a lot of things that we call love, but definitions of love are being changed, and we have to know what love is, even so that we can hit the mark. God wants to be known for who he is. And so if we change the definition of love, then we're going to miss the mark. And when we miss the mark, then we're going to have all kinds of issues in life. So we want to hit the mark really good here. And Hesed love is the type of love that God has for us. And if we're disciples or emissaries for God through Christ, then we have to model this type of love. And so that's what makes us sons of light, as Yeshua would say. And when he was in the upper room, he was talking to his Talmudim, and he was saying, "You're sons of light." Well, sons of light then have to emulate the one that they're following, the shepherd. The sheep have to follow the shepherd. So we have to be very careful that we know what type of love we're talking about. And our culture has really taken love to some crazy places, and it's not who God is. So Hesed love becomes very important.
And so my, I guess, follow-up question off of that is, isn't that the church's job? Like, doesn't the church teach its people how to model this kind of love? I guess, why is Set Free making this a focus?
Katie, we dropped you.
Uh-oh, can you hear me? Did you hear my question?
No, we dropped.
Oh, no. Okay. I guess my question was, if you guys can hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, perfect. My question was kind of, isn't the Hesed love that you're describing, it seems like that's kind of the church, like their job to model and teach believers about that. So why is Set Free Ministries making this a focus or a priority?
Well, because sometimes the church does not model this at all. And the leaders are not modeling it. So just because you have information does not mean you walk in transformation. So we can take a few of the top leaders right now in the USA who have just been fired from their positions, because they do not know anything about Hesed love. And that's why they're fired. So you have Willow Creek. You have Harvest Church. You have Mars Hill. These are some of the top churches in America. And the top leaders knew very little about Hesed love. They had information, but without transformation. So just because you have information does not mean you walk in the transformation of that love. So that it is a huge issue today. So it's kind of like Hesed love is the type of love that we see with God and Moses back when God gave Moses the tablets of stone, and he wrote with his own finger the ways to love him. These are my commandments. This is how we love properly. Within the first day, we have Moses having a fit of rage and smashing the tablets because Israel failed. So Moses' response is a fit of rage. What's God's response? God says, "You're going to meet me back on the mountain, and you and I are going to have a talk and bring two more tablets." So God, being long-suffering and committed to Moses, he reveals who he is, and what he says to Moses when he gets up on the mountain with those two tablets is, "I am the Lord, I am the Lord God. I'm Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. I am gracious. I am merciful. I am filled with loving kindness. I'm slow to anger, and I do not pay as your sins deserve. He's describing himself. So in other words, Moses is probably ready for a crackdown, and God is saying, mercy, grace, mercy, I love you. And at the end of that, he says, now the sins of the fathers will be handed down to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. In other words, knock it off, Moses. You have yourself an anger issue, a rage issue. You've already killed an Egyptian. That took you 40 years in the wilderness wandering. Now you just smashed the tablets. And in the future, we're going to see Moses hitting a rock. So Hesed love is, I'm going to love you, but also hold you accountable. But I am committed to you even when you fail. Even when you don't make, when you miss the mark, I'm still with you. It's Hesed love is, I'm going to love you and I'm going to be committed to you, which is the setting of my will to love you even when you're unlovable. That's Hesed love. So it doesn't, it's regardless of the person's response. David's, King David even had a terrible response, and God still loved him through that. When he had first degree murder and had taken another man's wife, God loved David through that process. He loved Moses through the process, even though he blew it. And so it's, how do we do that in community? Let's have that type of love in our community, but let's hold people accountable for who they are representing and what love looks like. And I think our model right now is very skewed because some of the pastors are modeling something very different than Hesed love. And they're being busted for it. God is allowing these guys to be discovered for who they truly are. On the inside of who they are, and it's not, it doesn't represent Christ at all.
And we'll get to takeaway action steps in a moment, but is this something that you're, I guess, modeling or kind of bringing to the forefront in the U.S. setting, or is it something you're addressing overseas as well?
It's yes and yes. Truth is truth. So truth is truth for all peoples, all places. So it doesn't matter where we are in the U.S. or globally, we bring the same message to Africa. We bring the same message to India, where we have 7 prison ministries. We have 6 prisons in Dominican Republic. It's the same message. It does not change. So this message we're bringing globally, but also locally, it's the same message to If we're going to, the essence of life is loving God and loving people. That's the bullseye, because Jesus was asked, what's the greatest command? It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. So we get to let God define love. We get to study how he loved the great men and women of faith, and then we get to model that type of love. And that's laying your life down love. That's Jesus, it's Passion Week, choosing to lay his life down for us. It's a laying of your life down. Stephen, when he's being stoned, what's he doing? He's praying for Saul of Tarsus, a terrorist of the day who thinks he's serving God by killing Christians. So Stephen's response as he's dying is not, this is a fake trial and I demand my rights. What he's doing is interceding for his enemies and praying that God would not hold that to their account. And God obviously heard that prayer, because not only did Stephen give his life for the cause, but Jesus himself arrested Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. That's Hesed love, laying your life down for others. And so if we're going to actually follow the master, are we willing to lay our lives down for others? Are we really willing to do that? Are we willing to lay our agendas down? And you have to ask yourself that question, because if you're not willing, then you're not going to experience what God has desired in Hesed love. It has to be experienced. It's not information. It's transformation, and it only comes through experience.
We spoke earlier, and you just highlighted perfectly the difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge, so to say. I guess the big question is how. How do we do this? How do individual believers take this information and put it into action?
God is going to give you opportunities to experience chesed love the way he does it. He's going to give you all kinds of experiences. And then you're going to be tested on how you're going to respond. You're going to have a leader in a community. And his daughter is going to have an out of wedlock pregnancy. What is that leader going to do? Is he going to cover it up? Is he going to take his daughter to an abortion clinic? Is he going to shame her? What's he going to do? Or is he going to love her through that whole process? You're going to have a drug addict son. What you're going to do? He's an embarrassment to you. He's an embarrassment to the community. Will you keep loving him well, even though he falls and stumbles at times? So it's full of grace. Jesus is full of grace and full of truth. Truth does not negotiate with evil. So you can hold a hard line and saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you can love well in that context, being full of grace. But that doesn't mean that we have to compromise with truth. So it's finding that place where Jesus did this beautifully. With a woman caught in adultery, he first protected her from being stoned. After her accusers walked away, he then rebuked her rather firmly. Now leave your life of sin. Knock it off. That's the type of chesed love that God demonstrates for us. I love you, and I'm not going to put up with your sinful behaviors. I'm going to hold you accountable for that. And so chesed love does that. It's committed.
All right. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything you'd like to add?
I think one of the major issues today is information is not transformation. So Jesus said it best in Matthew 7, those who hear my words and do not do them, that is the house built on sand. It will collapse. Those who hear my word and do them, put them into obedience, that's the house that built on the rock. The waves will hit the house, the winds will come, it'll get blasted. It's going to be severely tested, but it will stand, because those who hear the word and do the word are those houses whose houses are built on the rock, which is Christ. They're true followers of Christ. The others, their houses are going to collapse. They're religious people, it would appear, but their houses get shown for what they are because it's information without transformation. So I think that's the difference between the two types of love. And one is actually involves faith, the other doesn't, because the other does not require action. It's just information, but without action, and that's not true faith.